This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The New World Report with Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College. I'm John Batchelor. Quickly to Mexico. There's a fire at an offshore oil field. Mexico's Pemex to lose some 100,000 barrels per day of crude after the fire. There are dramatic photographs of fireboats attempting to put out the fire on a rig that's well into the Mexican Gulf of Mexico. I bring this up, Professor, because I have read over the years that Pemex, which is a major source of income for the Mexican government, does not enjoy outside investment to the scale needed to upgrade its facilities, and that it's working with technology that's out of date, keeping it from an ability to plumb even deeper into the oil fields of the Gulf of Mexico. Is all that accurate? And does AMLO's government address it in some fashion? He can't succeed himself, but he has a candidate who's likely to win.
That is accurate, John. So, yeah, the immediate story is it's a big deal because it's the Cantarell oil fields basically accounting for over a tenth of Mexican production, about 170,000 barrels a day. But the broader story is Mexico, like many other state-run oil companies, had failed to invest in the upkeep of its infrastructure, and so the fields had gone on decline. AMLO, when he came in, wanted to run all of the production through Pemex rather than bringing in outside investors. And so actually the current fire, which again is probably indirectly related to the failure to keep up infrastructure, is only the latest. There was a major explosion, a gas pipe explosion in the same Campeche Bay in 2021, as well as various other accidents. And so it really goes to the broader perils of when you try to channel everything through a state-run company that becomes bloated and you neglect the infrastructure. At the end of the day, that, as has happened in Venezuela and in other places, it's a cash cow for a while, but it ends up backfiring in the end.
And not likely to change even with the new election.
Yeah, all of the current candidates, especially if the leading Morena movement wins, right. It's unlikely Claudia Sheinbaum or Marcelo Ebrard or even Adán López would change that. Although the prospects that a new exciting candidate by the PRI-PRD PAN coalition, Xochitl Gómez, if she comes in, which is now an increasingly interesting prospect, that could take us back to a less Pemex-centric oil picture in Mexico. But that remains to be seen.
Professor Evan Ellis, U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,